From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. In 6 days, Iraq will vote in what is perhaps the country's most important election since the U.S.-led invasion. According to U.S. military officials, the success of this election will directly affect the pace of the American troop withdrawal from Iraq. There's no clear favorite, but there are some trends worth noting. For one, Iraq's politicians seem to have decided that running on religion is not the best way to get elected. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports.
The last time Iraqis went to nationwide polls, 4 years ago, the country was sliding rapidly into a sectarian civil war. It wasn't surprising that voters flocked to the protection of their religious sect and elected a large number of Islamists. This time around, the wind is blowing in a different direction, according to the men playing cards at this tea shop in the city of Bakuba, north of Baghdad. I don't believe in the Islamist parties, says 44-year-old Thayer Fuleya Hassan, who works at the local health ministry office. They've failed and failed and failed, he says. Hassan says he's voting for Ayad Alawi, who leads a secular list. Only God knows who will win, though, Hassan adds. This disappointment with Islamist parties seems to have no relation to how religious the voter or candidate is. It simply appears that Iraqis have decided that clerics don't always do the best job at delivering security, electricity, or clean water.
I wouldn't say that people, dislike them or hate them, but that maybe they don't want them to be in these types of positions.
Juman Kuba is a candidate for parliament with a coalition that includes mostly religious Shiite parties, but she's frank about the need for technocrats. Kuba believes that even the Islamist parties have realized the trend and they've selected new faces to run in this election. Their past campaigns seem to suggest it was a religious duty to vote for the United Shiite List, but not this time. Iraq's most powerful religious figure, the Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani, has made a point of telling people only that they should vote, but not for whom. Juman Kuba.
Mr. Sistani has issued, recently, that he's not endorsing any candidates, which is good. You know, that's will allow people to choose on their own. And that's, I respect that position. I think it's a healthy thing to have.
There's even a prominent cleric running with his own strictly secular party. Ayad Jamal ad-Din studied at the world's most famous Shiite religious schools in Najaf and the Iranian city of Qum. His black turban indicates that his family descends directly from the Prophet Muhammad. But Jamal ad-Din says this doesn't mean he wants an Islamic state. This Shiite turban has been hijacked by Iran and the theocracy there, he says. But according to Jamal ad-Din, the vast majority, even among clerics, believes that Iranian-style government has been a failure. What people in Iraq want is very simple, he says.
The Iraqi street wants security and services. It does not think of a secular or religious government, just services and security.
But don't expect the religious parties to be dealt out completely from Iraq's elections. Last Friday's prayer service in East Baghdad's Sadr city was fully attended, even as a chilly rain fell steadily on worshippers who knelt to pray in the muddy streets outside the mosque. Friday prayers are our duty, and we'll follow our imam's orders through the rain or anything else, says Abu Sajjad, a 40-year-old laborer. Of all the religious parties, the followers of Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr have perhaps best retained their popularity with Iraq's millions of poor Shiites. But the Sadr organization shook up its list of candidates with a primary several months ago, allowing for new faces to replace some of the figures more closely associated with the errors of the past. And it seems to have worked. We will vote for candidates from Sadr City, Abu Sajjad says. They are our brothers and sons. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Baghdad.